Branding might not be the most important thing you think of when you think of nonprofits or social brands or any other organizations that focuses on delivering social impact. Listen to this episode of Fundraising Secrets, Building a Strong Nonprofit Brand. I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets podcast made for funpreneurs. Funpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Funpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Funpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Funpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Funpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Funpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Funpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Funpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Funpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a funpreneur. Welcome back to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. This is by far my most favorite topic to talk about, branding. And on today's topic, building a strong nonprofit brand, I'm really excited to share with you because at the Up the Biz, we do branding for businesses, for-profit businesses and nonprofits. And it's the creativity and being able to get your brand out there for the world to see, for the masses to use and take advantage of, and you're delivering on your product and service. So your brand, your personal brand, really it starts with storytelling and about what your organization is about. So we're going to dive a little deeper, and this is just an exciting topic, and I'm so glad you're here to talk about branding today. Now, branding might not be the first thing you think of when you think of nonprofits, social branding, or any other organizationals that focus on delivering social impact. The word branding itself can sound something like it's strictly reserved for a large company, a large corporation, a large for-profit enterprise. However, branding is as important as it is for bigger corporations, as it is for nonprofit organizations, and for all businesses. So why is branding important, and why is it such an essential part? Well, number one reason is because you want to stand out. You want to stand out in this noisy marketplace. So a good nonprofit, a good brand helps you to stand out amongst other similar nonprofits, agencies, and organizations, and it gets your message across the globe and lowering the pressure and the noise of this noisy space when we're talking about branding, nonprofits, and fundraising. Now, many organizations, nonprofits nowadays, they're faced with the struggle of differentiating themselves from other comparable organizations that have similar causes. Like there's American Cancer Society, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, Susan B. Komen. There's so many cancer societies, and it's hard to stand yourself apart from them, but branding can help you and your organization become more memorable. So one of the things that's important is having your brand stand out. Increasing loyalty and trust. When your brand has been intentional in crafting, properly positioning and aligning itself with its target audience, it starts to build trust and loyalty to that audience, and it increases engagement. A strong nonprofit brand doesn't only increase the trust amongst the people and the supporters, but it also creates a sense of organizational unity. Your tribe, your community within the organization, amongst that, your staff is included, your volunteers and your stakeholders and your board members. All of these contribute to the growth of your organization. Your fundraising increases, and so does your engagement. In a nonprofit sector, the competition for fundraising is so high. Actually, it's so exhausting and it's so taxing, but it's so high. A strong nonprofit brand can help you to achieve your fundraising goals, to increase visibility, and generate support. A strong nonprofit brand can also increase your organization's awareness and get more people involved in your positioning your nonprofit to be a stronger nonprofit. Even if you're a small nonprofit, branding can make you look so much bigger. So it's so important to really be strategic on your branding, and that you can drive your long-term goals and be strategic about your goals, increase the public trust, increase the internal cohesion, increase the awareness, and also you can create all the work and build a reputation around the things about your company with branding. So you're probably asking, what is branding? It's more than a logo. It's more than a color. It's more than your location. It's really the brand, what it speaks on of your organization. The nonprofit branding, it's all about how the world sees your organization and the work that you do. It gets you recognized, and it's also a strongly influenced the way that nonprofit messages are out there in the public. So branding is more than just visualizing your identity, your name, and your logo or your graphic designs. It's a whole construction. A brand is a construction held in the minds of those who are aware of it. A brand management is the work of the managing of the association. So you have your team, your organization, the things, your mission, everything that consists of your brand, getting your content out there, your purpose. I've seen this where businesses for profit and nonprofits as well, their brand, you know, they go out and get all this swag. So they put their logo on mugs and t-shirts and pens, and they think that that's going to help brand them. That is a one way of branding, but getting your message out there is really being more engaged in your community. One of the ways is to start a podcast. Podcasting is the new medium. Personal branding podcast, talking about you, talking about the story, being a storyteller in your organization. Why is this organization important? You can interview your volunteers, your staff, your board members in your podcast to talk about your organization. That's part of branding. Anything that you can give informational-wise, so tell the story of your organization so that the world sees your organization as a champion in the work that you do. The impact. When you start dominating in the industry of branding, your organization, the branding paradigm for nonprofits, the sector, it becomes more visible. Fundraising is more visible. Communication is more visible. People will see you as that attractive character. They might even see you as the leader of that organization, as the attractive character for that person, the go-to expert of if it's for women's shelter or for pets or for cancer research or for mental illness. Once you start being more visible and communicating, that's all creating a brand, a legacy around your brand, making branding something for a marketer to be able to communicate on, marketing and communication. The team is able to focus on exactly what you're talking about, and you're taking them along on the journey, on the mission, by storytelling and by telling them everything that's going on in the organization. Honest, you're loyal, you're transparent, you're taking them on the journey, you're intentional, you have intentions of making your brand stand out against all other nonprofits, that you are the only nonprofit that does what you do, and you do it the best. That is how you create your brand, so that the world can see it and recognize it, and your organization and the work that you do is number one. When you're branding, you want to work with your team. Ideally, you work together in a team environment and you review your mission statement and your vision statement. What's your big vision? My big vision is to build fundraising empires. So my mission is to create a better world. And if you listen to the beginning of this podcast, you'll hear my Fundpreneur title of Liberty. So that is my mission. And then my big vision is to build fundraising empires. If you're interested in working with me, you can definitely reach me at maya@upthebiz.com, maya@upthebiz.com. Or you can go to upthebiz.com for a free consultation. Building your brand is to share successes and then learning, teaching the learnings that you have come along the way as your brand is growing, things that are working, things that aren't working. Where do you see your plan, laying it out? Brainstorming with your team about your organization, what it means to each of them and each of you. Keeping in touch with your donors, volunteer your volunteers and your board members and other stakeholders, and gathering their input too, is all essential to growing your brand. What do they see? What do they think of their brand? Who do they think of first? And what is the other person, other organization doing that's standing them out in the crowd? Review your goals of your organization and your organizational strategy, and you have to document this so that you can see your progress, and also you could keep track of what's working and what's not. This is so important when it comes to branding that I actually do all the time, where I've changed things and incorporate things. And honestly, sometimes people are asking, what is she doing now? Well, it's because I don't want to stay idle, and those who create the most content are the ones who win. And that's one of the reasons you're listening to this podcast now. Remember, after you're documenting everything, remember to take the time to understand your nonprofit, the target audience. Sometimes the audience might change. Perhaps, normally it's with kids, or now it's adults or young adults. Mental health affects everyone. So depending on your audience, what education are you going to? And then the donors too, the marketing that you're sending off to them, do they understand it? If they're a $100 donation person, they're not going to really understand a $100,000 donation ask. So building a brand, it's very important to know exactly what you're trying to do and who you're trying to reach. You can also tailor your communication to meet those needs, and you can exceed communication just by following up. When you're creating your brand summary, write out your interests, your lifestyle, your motivations, the things that you're about your target audience. So your lifestyle and motivations of your target audience. This exercise will help benefit all the aspects of your branding process, and you'll be able to attract those people. So if they're hikers, then you want to attract hikers if your organization speaks to that. If you're into sports, you want to attract that particular audience. If you're into cars, you want to attract that audience, the people that are going to be more of your lifestyle and motivation target audience. Go after that audience, and don't worry about other benefits in the branding building process, because it will likely be positive and impact the areas of your nonprofit work, because you're in your center core mission. You are reaching the target audience. They're speaking your language, you're speaking their language, and everybody's understanding. So the right person will consume your content and opt into your email list. Chances are you'll have your conversion rates are going to increase, your donations going to increase, your volunteer signups are going to increase, and everything will increase in the positive way to have a sustainable nonprofit, because your message is targeted to the right audience, and you can do that all through branding. So everyone is not your target audience. Everyone is not the person that you're going to reach out to. Don't waste your time, your money, your stamps, your letters, sending out to an organization, because sometimes we do. We want to send it to everyone because we think everyone is going to participate and donate, but they're not. So send out it to a target audience, and this exercise will help you to do that and increase your branding. I think this is really cool, to create a nonprofit branding guide. When it comes to branding, being consistent is key. Definitely being consistent is key. And an organization can only build a strong brand if it has its voice, its visuals, and the approach. And also it can become contagious, right? Because if you have energy and you're excited about it, other people are going to rally around you, and they're also going to be excited, and it's all going to be very contagious. So keeping your brand and your logo consistent on your website, make sure you use your colors, your branding colors across all social media channels. And you know, you could be wearing all blue one day, and then all of a sudden you're wearing all orange one day, because your branding has changed, and you're going to be consistent on your website and your social media platforms, and even the clothes that you wear. You're going to make it easy in your infographics, your newsletters, your brochures, your flyers, all your emails. Everything is going to be consistent with the colors of your branding. So when people open it, they know that it's you. They can tell who you are by your brand. It's also very important to have a brand donation page. So if you're looking to raise funds online, make sure that your brand donation page is consistent with all of your branding colors, images, on all your social media channels. Again, let me stress, keeping your branding and your logo consistent across all channels is also important, and the message consistency. So be sure to make sure you keep everything consistent across all channels. It's very important. There's almost no such thing as repeating your mission too many times. You are the only one that's going to get sick of your story. My business coach, Russell Brunson, always talks about his wrestling stories. Every time we hear his wrestling stories, we hear a different version of it. And it's okay that we keep hearing it over and over again. But he's spoken to thousands, hundreds, millions of people, and they've either heard his wrestling story or they're hearing it again. But the only person that's going to get sick of your story is yourself. So keep talking about your stories and repeat it, your mission, many, many times. This is especially important in the case if you're trying to raise awareness, if you're running a fundraising campaign. This is what creates easy recognition, loyalty, and trust. Because you know what? If you're telling the truth, you're telling the story, every time you repeat it, it's going to be the same exact story. You're not making stuff up. So this is how it is to build loyalty, to build trust, to build a relationship, to foster loyalty, to foster relationships, to foster trust, and to get easy recognition on your brand. So keep telling the story, tell it over and over again. Be intentional on telling your story. Every time you're online, have that interaction online, or even offline. Have it offline, have it online, and your donors will come in droves because they can see your story resonates with them, that it's consistent, and they hear it over and over again. In fact, they might even finish the sentence for you. Have you ever had that, where someone finished the sentence for you? So your donors, your board members, your volunteers, your partners and your staff, your community, the opportunity to build a relationship with you will only strengthen your brand. So tell your story. Keep telling your story. Only you will get sick and tired of your story. And you know what? You might even be inspired by your story to be going on there, go out there and tell it to the world. So whatever happens, go out there and learn, grab strength from your brand and share your brand. For that to happen, you have to open all lines of communication. You have to be cohesive. You have to be transparent. You have to be able to go out there and make mistakes. If you're listening to my podcast, I see a lot of ums. I mess up. You don't have to be perfect. You can start. Don't worry about getting your voice out there and being perfect. Imperfect is the new perfect. Be imperfect. You have my permission to be imperfect. Go out there. Your brand is all about you and how you are going to speak to the world. Be honest, be open, have integrity, be loyal, foster that relationship, and just go ahead and be imperfect, because the world does not need another perfect person, right? We know a lot of perfect people out there, right? Well, I don't know any, but that's just a joke. Anyways, be personable. And start building a cohesive brand while you're personalizing your audience and audience segment. It's important that you continue to share your message. Keep sharing key components of your mission, your brand, your message. Just keep going at it and don't stop. Help to convey the message over and over again. This will help to have consistency in creating simple nonprofit branding, guiding that outline for a main designer element. Your logo will then be associated with you and your color and your branding and stuff of that nature. But your branding is really your story. Everything that you're telling, having that guide that to get people to build the trust and recognize who you are in your story, the elements of the branding, those are all elements. So make sure your guide includes all of those. One thing you do want to have perfect, though, is your branding colors, your images, your fonts, your name. Branding, make sure that it's cohesive, and that if it's not, make adjustments to make sure that your branding, your logo, things like that are definitely consistent, because you don't want to have a red logo and a yellow logo and a black logo and a gray logo and then other things, that different signatures, because people won't know exactly who you are when they open your email content or your newsletter or your donation site. So make sure those things are all consistent when it comes to branding. Now at Up the Biz, we do logo design, and logo design, like I said, it's not really an essential part of branding, although branding is not about the logo, but you do have to have an impressive logo as a centerpiece for your brand. It's usually the one thing that people will recognize, and they'll recognize it by you. Sometimes they'll recognize your brand. I know when I go out to events, people say, oh, it's Maya McNulty, Up the Biz, or they'll just say Up the Biz. Oh, you're Up the Biz. They won't even use my name. They'll just say, you're Up the Biz. So, and lately, because of Fundraising Secrets, a lot of people say, your Fundraising Secrets. And I'd say, yes, I am. So they'll start recognizing your brand, because whoever puts the most content out there is the king. So try to remember to start putting more content out there. Have a logo that's impressive, but the logo is just a little part. It's not a big part of the branding. It's a centerpiece, really, but you have something tangible, right? But usually the thing that they remember most and recognize most is going to be you, the person associated with the brand. And this is why it's essential to come up with it's an outstanding logo for your organization. And it's really not easy, but a great logo will simply just be compelling, and it'll stand out. It'll be moving. It'll be relatable. It'll be memorable. It'll communicate who you are. And in that, in a nutshell, that is just how you brand. And that is the little part of how a logo plays a big role. When you're coming up with a logo design for your nonprofit and the vision that you see, perhaps prioritize your goals in just a couple of words, and that will help you to brainstorm colors and ideas and symbols that you can create as images or words that represent your organization. Design a logo that doesn't feel too overwhelming. Using white and negative space can create a balance when you're creating a logo, but do your best to make your logo classy and timeless. Classy and timeless. Let me say that again. Classy and timeless. Because that will stand out the test of time. When I think of Coke, when I think of a brand like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, McDonald's, you see the font is very consistent, and you see that the color is consistent. You would recognize that globally. Same with like Crest toothpaste or Priceline or United Airlines. Like anywhere you go, you'll see that. I'm trying to think of another brand, Dunkin' Donuts. They've changed their brand over and over again, and now they're just known as Dunkin'. So, but you still know that Dunkin'. And then that phrase keeps America running. I've fallen and I can't get up. There's so many books on things that we've heard over and over again. Martin Hart and Mazzotti, the heavy hitters, that one sentence tagline that you know to associate with them, that branding tagline helps you to visualize that company. It's like an extension of who they are, that symbol. So keep in mind when you're doing a logo to include both that clear description and clarity so that you can understand and send that clarifying and compelling visual message that represents your work to anybody so that you're not your tangled lines aren't getting untangled, kind of in a way, or tangled lines getting untangled, right? So these are some tips that I've wanted to share with you today about building your brand and having an impressive logo. Again, I love talking about building brands. It's one of my superpowers, and I love talking to people about building their brand and how to improve their brand. I mentioned earlier in the podcast about storytelling as a tool. Successful nonprofit brandings both convince the head and touch the hearts, right? But they do that with storytelling. If you want to convince the head and touch the heart, you have to do it with storytelling. So you have to convince the head, make sure that your nonprofit is transparent, it's clear, it's communicating with your supporters and your donors. You're sharing frequently and you're talking about the impact, answering questions from your supporters. You're demonstrating how donation monies are being spent. And who the impact is happening, using facts and data, and you're showing impact and measurements so that your donors and your supporters see why your organization is championing the cause and is doing good work and that you're making a difference in the world and in your community and your nonprofit is standing out. While numbers and facts always matter and the effectiveness of a nonprofit branding is all about touching the hearts of the audience, it's where you are able to have your audience relate to you and your cause that you're getting passionate about. So you're likely to become an attractive character if you start speaking with storytelling and connecting with your loyal supporters and your donors and becoming this evangelist, if you will, of your organization, right? You become this charismatic leader and you're able to tell the story in most powerful ways so which you can build brand trust and brand loyalty. Storytelling is a valuable tool that can help your audience understand the context in which you are operating and unveiling challenges with your beneficiaries, with your nonprofits that you're facing. It can help you build meaningful relationships with your audience and create trust and credibility, and it helps your organization to stand out. By storytelling, you're able to show how your organization is standing out, which is all what you want when it comes to nonprofit and branding your nonprofit brand. So begin storytelling. Have a session with your team. Get back with them and have a brain breakout session of how you're going to start telling stories, better stories of your organization. Go back to the rich history. Start with your origin story. Start telling stories of how you're going to help more people and have people interviewed and talk about their stories so that your brand is out there. Have them come on the journey with you. Your storytelling, you can use visual storytelling, particularly videos, right, to show the message, to be more effective in that medium and relay messages. You could podcast to be able to share that message. And always, like, you are the hero, right? You're the charismatic leader, the central leader of the organization, and usually a beneficiary of your organization. You can show what you're doing with the impact that you're making with the money that's being collected to make it easier for people to be relatable to the individuals and the groups of the people that are raising money and the organization and the things that your organization is doing. So when you're becoming that charismatic leader, that's all part of building your brand. So here you are storytelling, right? And you're getting all this juices flowing, creativity, and you're trying to get involved with your community more. But don't forget, your community. Reach out to your community. Be a community outreach. When utilizing the internet, it's one of the most powerful, cost-effective ways to reach a lot of people and spread the word about your nonprofit. There's a lot of things happening. It's busy. It's the pressure and noise is really high. So if you want to start having more interactions, going on Facebook Lives, on Instagram stories, on YouTube, sharing your stories, be consistent on podcasting, this is going to help you build your personal brand and your nonprofit. So perhaps you're not the starter of the YWCA or the Boys and Girls Club, but you are the executive director. Now you're taking on that helm. If you start storytelling and what it means to you, you're going to start attracting people to come into your organization because they know, like, and trust you. The work that you're doing is making being effective on their lifestyle, on their family, on their children. So reaching out to your community and utilizing the internet is such an important thing. It's a great way to be resourceful, allowing people to come into your world, and physically the community starts outreaching and activities are happening, and it's solidifying your brand. It's making you relatable and makes an outcome come alive. And the supporters and the donors and the community are all starting to pour in because they see you out there. They see you out there making a difference. They see you wanting to be a part of this community. They see you engaging and changing the lives of children and women and men and adults all over the spectrum. So continue to reach out to your community. When you're branding, nonprofits that are able to visually show their commitment to their communities are always, always most likely to have a stronger reputation and become an attractive supporter and donor to the people that care deeply about their organizations because their organization is standing out. When you have community outreach, you're also establishing the trust and improving the communication and the relevancy of the community that you're serving, right? So you want to continue to establish that and how important it is to continue operating in that community. Now, before we wrap up this session of Fundraising Secrets, and I hope that you found today's episode to be really insightful, building a strong nonprofit brand. Again, I love speaking about branding, and I can go on for hours. But one of the things about branding, too, is that don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be innovative. Remember that your organization is doing something different, something that's avant-garde, that you really, truly believe in, and you recognize it to be really important, and it needs to be talked about, and not only in the hearts, but in the minds of people. So don't be afraid to be innovative. You can position yourself as an innovator and forward thinker by becoming a thought leader for your organization and for the sector work that you do. So one of the ways that you could do that is you can position yourself to start submitting editorial pieces to your local newspaper or a radio station or blog post, or to, you know, you can find them, and that'll be another episode of where you can find people to be able to send your editorials in and your information. But you can go ahead and send your letters in to local newspapers, editors, and pieces of what your organization is doing so that you can begin to get more publicity. So don't be afraid to get out there, adapt new technologies and strategies, drive conversations on social media platforms, conduct research related to your mission. Again, adapt new technologies and strategies, drive conversations on social media platforms, conduct research related to your mission, create great content and disseminate it and send it out worldwide, send it out widely. Encourage ideas and share conversation with other nonprofits. Don't be afraid to be innovative and talk to other nonprofits about your goals and the things that you're doing. Do something different, set trends, start a conversation, expand and command attention to your from your audience to your brand. Go out there and tell your story. It is going to be difficult, but it's not if you're ready and you're going to become the charismatic leader. But it does go without saying that how it doesn't matter what you should do or what you shouldn't do something if it's different, right? So go out there. Don't be afraid. It's not going to be easy, but nothing ever was, right? Or everybody else would do it. So ensure that your activities align with your mission and your values and make sense within the context of your organizations and strategies. Again, thank you for listening. I'm Maya McNulty, your host, Fundraising Secrets. If you like this podcast, go ahead and rate it on Apple Podcasts. Like, share, subscribe, share it with a friend. If you'd like to hire us at maya@upthebiz.com or visit upthebiz.com for a free consultation. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.